You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and I'm back, and Bob Ide is back. I'm back, so you're wearing an All-Star Game shirt.
I am,
shirt.
Yes. I was at Media Day on Monday for the Baseball All-Star Game, which was the first in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, funny, 1996 was the last one, and I was there for WYOU. I was with Jason Knapp.
Right.
Then he was the reporter. I was the photographer.
Wow.
That was at the Vet. So I got to go back 30 years later, and it was totally different. It was totally different because the number of media, it's a lot of social media, and it's just blown up into this big, big event now, not just a baseball game.
You and I were talking before we got started, and you referred to it as media chaos.
It's media chaos. It's like, if you ever seen the Super Bowl days where they interview all the players, that's what I got to do with all the players on Ashburn Alley.
Okay.
For the National League and American League. And at that point, there's a Colorado player, Hunter Goodman, plays for Colorado. Well, we've talked about Jake McCarthy, Scranton native, having a career year this year.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, hitting 301, 10 home runs, 53 RBI. Mm-hmm. He's hit two inside the park home runs in the first half of the season. So I had a chance. I asked Hunter, should he have been an All-Star? And he talked about being a teammate with Jake McCarthy.
Okay, let's hear from Hunter Goodman right now.
Awesome. Great guy to be around. He's great in the clubhouse. He's fun. And then he brings that same energy on the field. He's like a little spark plug for us. I mean, the stuff he's doing this year has been amazing. I mean, he's getting to play every day, really getting an opportunity, and he's making the most of it, and he's an awesome player.
Some people said he should have been here with you as well.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's a few guys on our team that are deserving that didn't get to come, but he's definitely one of them.
Okay, you know, I don't think I've heard anybody say a bad word about this young man.
No, he's a great teammate.
Right.
He hustles all the time.
Okay.
He's a great man. I mean, I've known him since he's been in high school. We covered him at high school, at Scranton High School.
Right.
And we can get into that longer version. longer. But yes, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's having a great year. He found the right place to be in Colorado. It's a hitter's ballpark, and he's taking advantage of it, and he's having a great time.
We're going to stay with baseball because we're talking about the draft.
Yeah, the draft was also held last week, and we had one local guy, an Abington Heights grad, Connor Griffin, selected in the 10th round by the Cincinnati Reds. He's pitching for Binghamton University. He's already down in Florida getting ready with the Cincinnati Reds, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And 10 cross-cutters players?
Yeah,
made the draft?
Yeah, Major League Draft League, right? 10 cross-cutters players, no one local out there. But that just shows what that league is about.
Yeah.
It's a Major League Baseball Draft League. So obviously the scouts have seen the talent there, and they've drafted 10 players. And we talked about that more last week when I went out to the cross-cutters. But yeah, I mean, it's a totally different team. They won the first half, Williamsport did. And you know what? You're going to see the Major League Baseball players of the future maybe right in Williamsport. Gabe Sinopet. Sinopaki is the president,
Okay.
Gabe, I'm sorry if I messed up your name. But he's been there for a long time. He does a great job out there. And it's really family-friendly type environment at Bowman Field.
We're going to move on to a little bit of football.
Yeah, football is coming up.
Penn State was here in town last week.
Yeah, some Penn State players at the Summer Impact Tour that was at Riverfront Sports last Saturday. Included in that were three transfers from Iowa State. Matt Campbell came from Iowa State to Penn State, first year head coach. He also, they in the transfer portal, a lot of his players followed him over, including Rocco Beck, who's expected to be the starting quarterback. And then Evan Wolf was there. He's a North Pocono grad.
Right.
Matt Campbell has offered him a, they used to call a run-on. So it's like, you don't get a scholarship, but you get on the team.
Okay.
They see a lot of stuff in Evan that they want to develop. And they think he could be a college football player in the future. So now he's part of the Penn State family. He was a volunteer at this event last two years.
Okay.
Now he's part of the event. So I had a chance to talk to both of them last week.
Okay, folks, let's hear from Evan and Rocco.
I mean, it's still so surreal. I mean, I still have so many emotions just in general. But being a volunteer and being able to see kids smile that way was really heartwarming for me. And I never really thought of it until thinking about on my way here that the kids thought I was a hero then. So now being able to be a player in the next step, I think that is just amazing. And hopefully I can be a hero figure towards them. I mean, like when I was younger, I always thought the older kids in my area were my heroes, especially watching like North Pocono football growing up. I loved all of them. So I'm hoping some kids find me as their hero here today.
Obviously, there's a lot of expectations that come with it. But I feel like the group of guys that had stayed at Penn State has showed us the way, showed us how to be a Penn State Nittany Lion. And we're intrigued by it. You know, it's super unique experience to be at things like this, to support great causes, to put smiles on kids' faces. So to be able to do these kind of things in the off season, and then to play football in the fall, and see the whole crowd cheer and the fans. So it's special to be at this place and be called a Nittany Lion.
All right, so Bob, the Iowa State players, the transfers, they seem like really engaged and really interested in embracing the mission.
They are.
Yeah.
And I think that's a product of Matt Campbell. They all spoke highly of him. But I talked to Evan, Gabe, and Rocco. You saw Rocco there.
Right.
And they are all loving what Penn State brought and what the fans have given them. They've already welcomed them with open arms. And they feel already like they're already part of the Penn State Nation, Nittany Lion Nation, and they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
They understand what it means. They understand, what Matt Campbell expects of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to, I found them very engaging, and okay. I had never heard a bad word about them. And they volunteered there. They came up there part of the NIL deal, but they worked with special needs kids, and they were great. All of them were fantastic kids.
Okay, sir.
And that means high school football is right around the corner. Our Friday night rival season kicks off on Wednesday,
right,
7:00 on MyTV WQNY with the 92nd annual Dream Game.
Okay,
it's the longest all-star football game running in the country.
Right.
So it's always a great time. It's at Valley View. It's the city versus the county, and the county has won the last three games. And so we'll see what happens this year. But it's a pretty evenly matched game. The coaches are Jeff Arthur from Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on the county team. Okay. And then the city team will be Joe Gregorio from Holy Cross. So their staffs take over. A lot of good players. Maybe the most important one is Lackawanna Trail's Isaac Ryan.
Okay.
Record setter, one of the best running backs ever to come out of our area.
All right, sir. So next Wednesday on WQMY Live.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks, folks. As always, have a great week, and we will see you next week.